Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time. He's the guy who wrote the book that changed my life and a lot of other people's lives, Paradigms. The Business of Discovering the Future. If you don't have that book, you need to get it. Watch the video. You will thank me later. And a number of other books, including he's our good friend, Joel Barker. Now more than 10 years. Joel, thanks again for being here.
My pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So I love contemplating Moore's Law, Joel. 50 years ago, Mr. Moore, who was one of the founders of Intel, made a comment, and it's always misquoted, but it essentially was that he was thinking about transistors, and he predicted, it's now prophecy, that the capacity of a transistor would double every 18 months, and that's been converted into the processing power of a computer, of computers will double every 18 months. And pretty much, if you look back at the record, that's come to pass, hasn't it?
It has, or better.
Yeah.
You know, that he was actually playing on the low end, because mm-hmm. sometimes we have gigantic leaps, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. So this is there's a big story here with on computer processing. Tell us about it.
And it's also a paradigm story. So we get two messages from this. It turns out that the Russians have been adapting. This is scientists, physicists, not the military, but it will have impact on the military. Everybody's. They've been looking for a way to run extremely complex questions, problems on computers, and the answer up until now was, well, you got to buy a really big supercomputer, and then you have to program it with a really expensive program,
mm-hmm.
and it still takes days and days and days to solve the kinds of problems these guys wanted to solve. So what they did is they did what paradigm shifters do. They looked outside the system. Up until their solution, everybody's looking at the central processing unit, the CPU,
mm-hmm.
and making it bigger or clustering many little CPUs
right.
to do these things. They said, that, you know, there's another chip that does amazing calculation, but nobody's using it for science, and that's the GPU, which is the graphics processing unit, which you find in all the simulation games.
Mm-hmm.
All the games our
right.
kids play on the
right.
Xbox, for instance, right?
Right.
And here's what they found out. If you apply it right, they could solve with that chip in minutes what it took days for the supercomputer to solve.
They weren't even using that power for those applications.
No, nobody was using this. In fact, a chip powerful enough to solve these problems has been available for 10 years.
Wow.
And nobody thought to say, why don't we try this?
They were
until
stuck
the
in
Russians
their
who didn't
they were
have
stuck
any
in their
money.
Parent. Yeah.
Yeah, so their motivation was, we don't have the money to buy a supercomputer. How else can we do it? That's a classic paradigm shift situation.
Yeah.
We've got to look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have now is an availability for everybody in the world to run this category of problems, and it's a big category.
On a PC, maybe.
Almost. And now what happens when you gang these up to solve problems? So anyway, it's another example of your Moore's Law, except what we've gone is, this isn't just twice as good at half this, or twice the speed. This is 100 times, and it costs nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big deal.
We already
Anybody
have it.
Anybody can afford it.
That's called low-hanging fruit, right?
It's not
That's not even hanging. It's on the ground. Pick it up.
Yeah, and what it does is it going to open up now, everybody looking to see what else you can do with these amazing chips that cost almost nothing, $500.
So what are the implications for our lives and our businesses, do you think, with this?
Well, what it will allow us to do is go after a whole category of problems that right now you required a multi-million dollar computer to go after.
Mm-hmm.
That means every college, every university, every small research firm, and then companies starting to build around this capacity that couldn't do it before because I don't have $20 million.
What if for small businesses, you know, one of the things that's been happening over the last several years is more and more of the really sophisticated solutions that used to only big corporations used to be able to have increasingly been coming down market to small businesses. Yeah. I see this as a quantum leap for that movement.
I think so, absolutely, Jim. I think this is going to open up problem solving at a nickel price.
Yeah, yeah. How about that, folks? 21st century. It's exciting. Quick break. We're going to come back and talk about water. We found water that was sorely needed. 22. Right back with Joe Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.